The Bush administration is urging Congress to pass the Central American Free Trade Agreement. American labor unions and sugar growers oppose CAFTA, as the pact is known. Most U.S. business and farm groups are backing it. The trade agreement is also controversial in Central America, whose economies are tiny compared to the U.S. economy. And for these small, mostly very poor countries, the consequences of freer trade with the biggest economy in the world could be enormous. As part of Public Radio's Think Global series, NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports on the debate over CAFTA in Honduras.
U.S. trade officials, including the new U.S. Trade Representative, Rob Portman, say CAFTA is vital to Central America's future.
It's a win-win relationship, which will help open markets for our farmers, our ranchers, our workers, while at the same time helping to solidify democracy in a region that is critical to us and to our hemisphere.
Honduras's government and business leaders make the same case. Raj Rajan is vice president of the Honduran Maquila Association, which represents industries that export to the U.S. He's also president of Skips of Honduras, which makes knit tops for major brands. He walks beside a long table heaped with bright red shirts. Young workers carefully prepare to feed them into sewing machines that will embroider them with Nike swooshes. They pinpoint the right spot using lasers. Rajan says these are some of the best paying jobs his country has to offer.
A person here working on the floor would probably have the equivalent of a sixth grade education, makes roughly a dollar an hour take home every week. Over 50% of Hondurans live on less than a dollar a day.
Rajan says without CAFTA, Honduras faces an uncertain future because of a global glut of apparel. Central American countries have one big advantage. They can import U.S. fabric, turn it into clothing, and export it to the U.S. duty-free. Rajan says this temporary trade preference has helped his industry create 130,000 jobs.
If this industry didn't exist today, what would 135,000 people be doing? There really aren't many other opportunities. There isn't another industry currently ready to take over. Honduras needs to create roughly 80,000 jobs a year just to keep up with the people eligible to enter the labor market every year.
Honduran industrialists say CAFTA would help provide these jobs because it would give most Honduran exports permanent duty-free access to the U.S. market. It would also change laws and regulations to bolster property rights and help attract new investment. But union officials in Honduras oppose the trade pact. A fan labors in Israel Salinas's cramped street-level office. Salinas is president of the Independent Honduran Workers Federation, the largest and most influential union in Honduras.
El capital productivo en el país.
Foreign investors will dominate the economy and the benefits will go out of the country. North American companies have always exploited our lands. Banana and mining companies have practically governed Honduran society. Politically and ideologically, we have been the backyard for the United States.
He says CAFTA offers just more of the same. Salinas predicts the proposed trade agreement will do more to boost corporate profits than to help workers. Some workers agree. On the outskirts of the city of San Pedro Sula, a worker named Nelson sits in a roadside shack made of cement blocks and scraps of wood and cardboard. He doesn't want his name used because workers like him who complain or try to organize unions often get fired. Nelson works at a nearby factory which makes electrical systems for cars sold in the U.S. The company recently closed a plant in Mexico.
And that plant is coming here, so we think it's more profitable for them.
He says he earns just a third of what the Mexican workers do. He frowns and says it's not enough.
The cost of food goes up every day and salaries are very low. We don't make enough to even pay for food.
Critics are also concerned about CAFTA's impact on Honduran farmers. U.S. trade officials expect agricultural exports to the region to double. Some agricultural tariffs will fall slowly to give Central American farmers time to adjust, and white corn, a staple for poor farmers, will stay protected. But farmers here are likely to have a tough time competing. Guadalupe Perez's village is a collection of mud and stick houses perched at the end of a steep, rocky path in the mountains near the Guatemalan border. There's no running water or electricity. You couldn't even get a tractor up here. Skinny dogs and chickens look on as Perez swings a machete to weed a plot the size of a backyard swimming pool. He grows corn, beans, rice, and other crops, some to eat, some to sell. Serafin Jimenez is a frequent visitor. He works for an advocacy group that assists indigenous farmers, and he's worried about CAFTA.
In the United States, agriculture is subsidized. It's produced in huge quantities, and it's done using high-tech machinery. Plus, farmers in the U.S. have insurance. We don't have any of that here. None of that.
Pointing toward the steep hillside, Jimenez says these farmers have to struggle just to keep the crops from washing down into the river.
What are they going to do? It's true that maquilas come and give jobs, but they don't give jobs to everyone who needs a job, only to some.
And he says those factory jobs are very far away from villages like this one. He and others point out that roughly half of Central Americans live in rural areas, and more than a third are farmers. In Washington, the World Bank's chief economist for Central America, Felipe Jaramillo, says it's true that some farmers will be hurt by CAFTA, but he says most Central Americans will benefit from lower food prices.
We first have to recognize that the vast majority of the populations in these countries are consumers of food. Even if they have a very tiny plot and grow a few stalks of corn, they end up buying most of their food needs.
Jaramillo is the lead author of a new World Bank study of the potential impact of CAFTA. He says the news is good.
Eventually, the treaty is going to generate so much more investment and jobs that all these people, even those that might be affected because of the price reduction in these food staples, will eventually benefit from new jobs and new opportunities in the rest of the economy. So in net, all citizens of all these countries will gain.
He says to alleviate poverty, these countries need to grow and provide people with educational opportunities. He says CAFTA can't do this alone, but it can help. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.
Photos of the people and places in Honduras that may be affected by CAFTA are at npr.org.